All right, so shut your eyes for a minute. Think of one issue that bugs you. Just one. And now once you've got that issue that zings you, that bugs you, that frustrates you, imagine if you could picture it with zero fear, zero attachment to outcome, fear of what would happen or would not happen. Just observing, who would you be in it if you had zero fear of what happened or didn't happen? And if you can imagine, how might you feel? How might your body feel? How might your posture look, your facial expression? If you just had zero fear, if it was just a circumstance, just a situation, and you had zero fear of the outcome, of what happened, of how it went, and that you knew even if you didn't like it, it didn't matter because you had no fear. If you had no fear beyond the challenge or the discomfort or the frustration of the moment, okay, and the minute you reach some level of curiosity about that, I want you to take a really big breath. What if you were just breathing in curiosity? What if you could fill your body with curiosity, knowing that you're safe, you're only observing. You're only observing. What might you think if there was no fear? No fear of how it would turn out. No fear of what might happen or might not happen. What if you were just showing up in it? And allow your subconscious mind to give you any pictures, any information. And I'm suggesting to you in this very relaxed state, if it's a simple exercise that you could practice numerous times in a day, just something to be curious about, a possibility, a potential. Okay, and gently taking another breath. And coming back now, coming all the way back. Anybody have any questions or comments on their experience? No, left you all somewhere very thoughtful. It's an interesting perspective, isn't it? Okay, so you ready? Okay. Even though.
Even though.
That's not normal.
That's not normal.
That's not normal.
That's not normal.
That would take a lot of thought.
That would take a lot of thought.
A lot of curiosity.
A lot of curiosity.
I'm driven by fear.
I'm driven by fear.
I'm not even conscious of.
I'm not even conscious of.
I've been taught.
I've been taught.
What to fear.
What to fear.
And now it's a habit.
And now it's a habit.
And I came in with a lot of it.
I
didn't even have to be taught.
And wouldn't it be lovely?
If tonight, when my head is on the pillow, and I think the word,
my head is on the pillow.
If I could practice sleeping with no fear, practice relaxing.
Releasing all fear.
All habits of fear.
All habits of fear.
All perspectives of fear.
All perspectives of fear.
All resistance to fear.
All resistance to fear.
All attachment to fear.
All attachment to fear.
All agreement to fear.
All agreement to fear.
To practice on purpose.
To practice on purpose.
That I'm safe sleeping.
That I'm safe sleeping.
That I can just go to sleep.
That I can just go to sleep.
With nothing to fear.
With nothing to fear.
That I could choose.
That I could choose.
To love my bed.
To love my bed.
My pillow.
My pillow.
My shelter.
My shelter.
My body.
My body.
In sleep.
In sleep.
I want to practice no fear.
As I fall asleep.
So that soon.
One day, very
soon. I can take the practice a little further.
I want to remind
myself.
Control
is just an illusion anyway.
There's nothing that fear
protects me from.
When I was a child,
fear was necessary.
I don't need fear
to avoid scary lions.
I can use wisdom.
I can use experience.
And even with fear,
I've made big whopping mistakes.
So all this attachment,
all this addiction
to fear,
maybe it's overrated.
Maybe when my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
I could relax.
I can relax.
And practice on purpose.
And practice on purpose.
Letting go of fear.
Letting go of fear.
I could think of all the things I like.
I could think of all the things I like.
About sleep.
About sleep.
About my bed.
About my bed.
About my pillow.
About my pillow.
About my body.
About my body.
About me.
About me.
And let go.
And let go
of the illusion,
of
control,
and feel safe.
I don't know how to feel safe.
I
want to practice tonight.
When
my head is on the pillow,
and
I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
I want to sleep
deeply,
comfortably,
knowing
that in sleep,
I'm really
not attached
to things,
to story,
to ideas.
Once I have shelter,
food in my belly,
water in my body,
when I sleep,
I feel whole.
I want to practice
this feeling safe
on purpose.
While my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
I want to agree
within myself
that I can put all fear
aside
on purpose,
with purpose,
and sleep deeply,
knowing
that I can
have a good experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.